Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says 5 semiconductor plants will soon be installed in different parts of the country and made in India chips will be accessible to the world. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says government is committed to make defence industry export-oriented with India as a global manufacturing hub. 28 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. All arrangements in place in Haryana for polling for single-phase assembly elections tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon everyone to join central government's tree plantation campaign Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to lead Indian delegation to Islamabad for SCO summit to be held on the 15th and 16th of October. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa beat West Indies by 10 wickets. New Zealand elect to bat first against India in Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that 5 semiconductor plants of India will soon be installed in different parts of the country, and the Made in India chips will be accessible to the world. Addressing Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said India has moved from being an importer of mobile phones to being a producer. He stressed that there are ample investment opportunities in India in every sector.
India semiconductor mission ke karan 1.5 trillion rupee investment ho raha. Bahut jald hi Bharat ke 5 semiconductor plants duniya ke kone kone mein Made in India चीज पहुंचाने लगेंगे. भारत affordable intellectual power का सबसे बड़ा सोर्स है. दुनिया भर की कंपनियों के 1700 से अधिक ग्लोबल कैपेबिलिटी सेंटर्स है जो आज भारत में काम कर रहे हैं.
मिस्टर मोदी highlighted that India is the world's fastest growing and the fifth largest economy. He said that the Indian era has been discussed amidst a global emergency, and this shows how the world trusts India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that government is committed to make defence industry export-oriented with India as a global manufacturing hub. Addressing the 7th Annual General Meeting of Society of Indian Defence Manufacturers, SIDM in New Delhi, Defence Minister expressed happiness that the annual defence production touched a record high of 1.27 lakh crore in 2023-24.
भारत अब डिफेंस एक्सपोर्ट की तरफ भी बहुत तेजी से अपने कदम बढ़ा रहा है. 2023-24 में भारत का डिफेंस एक्सपोर्ट 21,000 करोड़ को पार कर गया है. इसमें ज्यादातर एक्सपोर्ट प्राइवेट इंडस्ट्री से ही हुए. यह निश्चित रूप से हमारी अच्छी प्रगति है, लेकिन इसके बावजूद हमें अभी और भी बहुत कुछ करना है. जहां पर हम अपने डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन को इस अप्रोच के साथ देखें, कैसे हम इम्पोर्ट को और कम कर सकते हैं तथा एक्सपोर्ट को और बढ़ा सकते हैं, ताकि इन दोनों के बीच का जो डिफरेंस अभी बहुत ज्यादा है वो कम से कम किया जा सके.
The minister called for increased investment in cutting-edge tech such as artificial intelligence, cyber defense and autonomous systems to be future-ready. In Chhattisgarh, at least 28 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district today. Search operation by security forces is still going on. The number of Maoists killed in the encounter may increase. Details from a Raipur correspondent.
The encounter started this afternoon in South Abujmar area of Narayanpur district. After receiving an intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in this area, a joint team of DRG and STF from Narayanpur and Dantewada district went on a search operation in Govel, Nandur and Thulthuli areas. The encounter took place in the forest of Nandur and Thulthuli. The security personnel have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists from the spot. Apart from this, AK-47 and self-loading rifle along with many other weapons have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
All arrangements have been made in Haryana for polling for the single-phase assembly elections tomorrow. Voting will be held for 90 seats in the state. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. 1,031 candidates are in the fray. The state has more than 2,354,000 eligible voters. A total of 20,632 polling booths have been set up for smooth conduct of elections. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations to ensure free and fair voting. Director General of Police Shatrujit Kapoor said that 29,462 policemen, 21,196 home guards and 10,403 SPOs have been deployed at polling stations and other places. He said during the polling process, the police will keep a vigil in the state so that people can exercise their franchise fearlessly.
करीब 3750 हमारे क्रिटिकल और वल्नरेबल बूथ हैं, उन पर अतिरिक्त रूप से आधा सेक्शन पैरामिलिट्री का अलग से लगाया जाएगा सभी लोकेशंस पर, और 5-6 लोकेशन मिलाकर के एक सेक्टर बनाया गया है और हर सेक्टर के ऊपर एक पेट्रोलिंग पार्टी तैनात रहेगी.
Counting of votes for three-phase assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that on one hand, the Modi government is adopting a zero-tolerance policy for a drug-free India, and on the other hand, the involvement of a prominent Congress leader in the 5,600 crore rupees drug consignment seized from North India is extremely dangerous and shameful. Speaking at a public function in Gandhinagar today, Mr. Shah said while the Modi government is taking the youth towards sports, education and innovation, the Congress wants to take them into the dark world of drugs. Mr. Shah said the Union government has aimed to make India a drug-free nation to save our younger generations.
2014 से ड्रग फ्री इंडिया नशा मुक्त भारत का एक अभियान, और परिणाम देखिए, जब कांग्रेस की सरकार थी तब 2004 से लेकर 14 तक 10 साल में कुल 1,52,000 किलो ड्रग, और 14 से 24 तक 1,52,000 की जगह 5,43,600 किलो ड्रग्स पकड़ने का काम नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu today addressed the global summit on the theme Spirituality for Clean and Healthy Society at Mount Abu in Rajasthan. Speaking at the event, the president called upon everyone to join the central government's tree plantation campaign Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam.
जो क्लाइमेट चेंज हो रहा है वो भी आहिस्ता आहिस्ता सुधर जाएगा. ये जल वायु जो प्रदूषित हो रहा है, मुझे लगता है आहिस्ता आहिस्ता प्रदूषण होना बंद हो जाएगा. लेकिन सभी परिवार, सभी लोग एक एक पेड़ अपने माँ के नाम हर साल एक एक पेड़ लगाएंगे तो मुझे लगता है जो परिस्थिति आज दिखाई दे रहा है वो परिस्थिति आहिस्ता आहिस्ता सुधर जाएगा.
लेटर एड्रेसिंग द आदि गौरव सम्मान समारोह एट मनगर धाम बांसवाड़ा, President Murmu said that people of the tribal society should educate the children and give them opportunities to move forward and spread their wings. She said that the government is with the tribal society. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake has said that Sri Lankan territory would never be used in a manner inimical to India's security interest. Mr. Dissanayake made these remarks during his discussions with External Affairs Minister Dr. Subramaniam Jayashankar. The minister was on an official visit to Sri Lanka, where he engaged in discussions with the Sri Lankan leadership a week after the new government assumed charge of the island nation. A Colombo correspondent reports that the visit of Dr. Jayashankar marks the first by a foreign minister since the new government took charge of the island nation.
The assurance from President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake given to Dr. Jayashankar on India's legitimate security interests adds strength to the bilateral cooperation, which has seen several landmarks over the years in terms of regional security. During his visit, Dr. Jayashankar engaged in detailed discussions with Sri Lankan leadership on various topics, including ways to deepen ongoing cooperation and strengthen bilateral ties, as well as on digital public infrastructure, training and capacity building. The minister also held detailed talks with his counterpart Vijita Herath and reviewed various dimensions of India-Sri Lanka relations apart from the ethnic issues of Tamils and concerns of Indian fishermen. He also extended an invitation to Mr. Dissanayake on behalf of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit India. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will lead the Indian delegation to Islamabad for the SCO summit to be held in 15th and 16th October. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal confirmed this at a media briefing in Delhi this afternoon.
The External Affairs Minister will lead our delegation to Pakistan to participate in the SCO summit, which will be held in Islamabad on 15th and 16th, I understand, of October.
On Zakir Naik's visit to Pakistan, Mr. Jaiswal said, India is not surprised that a fugitive from Indian justice has received a high-level welcome in Pakistan.
That an Indian fugitive from Indian law justice has received a high-level welcome in Pakistan, it is something which is disappointing, let me say, condemnable, but at the same time, as I said, it's not surprising. Now, as to what passport he went there, I am not very clear what papers, but let me also remind you that when the Prime Minister of Malaysia was here, this particular issue was addressed.
The Indian Cabinet has approved the conferring of status of classical language to 5 Indian languages yesterday. One such is Pali, whose origin is said to be in the Magadha region. It was a Buddhist canonical language which seems closely related to the old Indo-Aryan Vedic and Sanskrit dialects, but is not directly descended from either of these. Talking to Akashvani News, Vice Chancellor of Sachi University of Buddhist Indic Studies, Professor Baidyanath Lab, said that this step will boost the study and research in the language and will help in preserving its rich culture.
यह बहुत ही हर्ष और गौरव का विषय है कि केंद्र सरकार ने माननीय प्रधानमंत्री के नेतृत्व में इसकी महत्ता को पहचाना और इसे शास्त्रीय भाषा का दर्जा दिया है। अब हमें उम्मीद है कि इससे पाली भाषा के पढ़ाई शोध उस ग्रंथ है उसमें महत्वपूर्ण बातें हमारी संस्कृति की और इतिहास की उस पर प्रामाणिक प्रकाश पड़ेगा।
Another language that was given the status is Prakrit, representing a spectrum of Middle Indo-Aryan languages. Talking to Akashvani News, former chairman of the Department of Jain Darshan, Sampurnanand Sanskrit University, Varanasi, Professor Phulchand Jain said that the legacy of the language is a huge part in the Indian culture, and the classical language status to Prakrit will encourage the citizens to learn.
जो प्राकृत भाषा को शास्त्रीय भाषा यानी क्लासिकल लैंग्वेज घोषित किया है इससे पूरे देश में बड़ी प्रसन्नता की लहर है क्योंकि ये इतनी समृद्ध और प्राचीन जनभाषा रही है प्राकृत भाषा इसमें हजारों हजार शिलालेख जो प्राकृत भाषा और ब्राह्मी लिपि में लिखे हुए मिलते हैं उसी से हमारी भारतीय संस्कृति की प्राचीनता सिद्ध हुई है
सेक्रेटरी ऑफ द साहित्य अकादमी के श्रीनिवास राव हैज हेल्ड द यूनियन कैबिनेट डिसीजन to confer classical language status to 5 Indian languages. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, Mr. Srinivasa Rao said the decision will benefit research in all 5 languages especially.
Yesterday, Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji has announced 5 Indian languages, particularly Assamese, Bengali, Marathi, Pali, Prakrit as classical languages. This is a great initiative by Government of India. And with these announcements, I'm sure all these 5 languages will be benefited, particularly in the area of research.
This interview will be broadcast tonight at 9:15 p.m. on 100.1 Akashvani Gold in a daily program, Spotlight. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa defeated West Indies by 10 wickets in Dubai this evening. South Africa comfortably achieved the target of 119 without losing any wicket in 17.5 overs. West Indies had scored 118 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In another match at the same venue, electing to bat first, New Zealand have set a victory target of 161 runs for India. New Zealand had scored 160 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says 5 semiconductor plants will soon be installed in different parts of the country and made in India chips will be accessible to the world. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says government is committed to make defence industry export oriented with India as a global manufacturing hub. 28 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. All arrangements in place in Haryana for polling for single phase assembly elections tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon everyone to join central government's tree plantation campaign, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to lead Indian delegation to Islamabad for SCO summit to be held on the 15th and 16th of October. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa beat West Indies by 10 wickets. In another match, New Zealand set a target of 161 runs for India in Dubai. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.